we're very pleased to be joined at this time in the Jeff Blair Show by Xavier Raton-May. Xavier, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations on that performance. Just talk to me a bit about when you realized what was happening.
I really realized after it was about the third three-pointer. One of our coaches, Coach Jones, drew up a play for me to come off a baseline, kind of pin down type thing. And when I caught it, I was so high. I was about 6-7 steps off the three-point line and about all the way up by the hash where my head coach, Coach Hamilton, was standing. And as soon as I caught it, I just turned and I shot it. And as soon as I let it go, I knew it was good. And I think that's when I really knew that I was in a different type of zone.
What's it like when something like that happens, and especially now in the modern world with Twitter and with the 24/7 news cycle? I mean, I was on Twitter that night. Twitter's exploding here. All the networks are fighting themselves for coverage of the game. What was it like when that game was over? Did your cell phone or did your BlackBerry or iPhone, whatever it is, was it just lit up?
It definitely was. As soon as I got back to the locker room, I remember going back to my locker and it was on silent. But when your phone's on silent, you still see everything popping up on your phone. And my phone was just completely blown up. And I was really upset about the loss, and I didn't even want to look at it. I didn't even look at it till we got on the bus. I went and showered and stuff first. But my phone, it was nothing like I've ever seen on my phone before, I'll tell you that.
We're joined by Xavier Raton-May of Florida State University. You went to Huntington to prep school with Andrew Wiggins. You came out. You were a highly, highly regarded recruit. How have you found a kind of going about, you know, making your own mark in the game and sort of not being, oh, yeah, that's the kid that was Andrew Wiggins' teammate in high school? Do you still get a bit of that, or are you finding now that you're kind of carving out your own little niche?
I definitely still get a bit of that, but, you know, Andrew's my best friend, so I don't really mind it. I love being talked about with him, and we're so close that we really embraced that. But I think me coming here to Florida State has definitely allowed me to just show out a little bit and get out onto my own and have people realize who I am and the player that I am without Andrew. And I always think that's good. And I've been really fortunate to be put in the situation that I'm in with my coaching staff giving me the keys to this team, basically. And like I said, I'm just very fortunate. And but I love Andrew. I love mm-hmm. him. That's my brother. And but it's definitely cool to be talked about on your own.
How did you get into basketball when you're here? I know your father played at Florida State University and is considered one of the best scorers to ever play at Florida State, one of the best players to play at Florida State. How did you fall into basketball when you were in Scarborough?
It was just something I always loved. One of my aunts put a basketball in my hand from when I was a newborn, and I remember as a little kid, we lived in these apartments, and I would go downstairs with my mom every single day, and I would just watch the older guys play basketball, and I would get angry at her because they wouldn't let me play, but because I knew no better, and I wasn't able to at that point. But it's just ever since I was young, I've always loved the game. It's always been hard on my mom to get me out of gyms because I always loved staying and in and around basketball. So it started from a very young age.
Xavier, I know you got to scoot to class. I just want to ask you, though, what has Andrew said to you about your performance? Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him a couple times, but he just said how proud of me that he was. And, you know, when your best friend tells you that, it means a lot. And he just said he's proud of me and keep doing what I'm doing. And if I keep doing what I'm doing, then I'll be on the next level with him in no time. And that means a lot coming from him. And just knowing that I have his support and my family's support is definitely really special.
Xavier, I'm going to let you run. Thanks so much for doing this. We'll keep an eye on you. And again, congratulations. Continue to have fun and continue shooting the lights out, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.